Welcome to Taproot Theater. This is Gina Cavallo, Director of Development, here to share the stories of the Taproot family. Today, I'm joined in the studio by David Woodward and Amanda Woodward Davis, father and daughter, board members, longtime supporters, volunteer ushers, and overall ambassadors for Taproot in our community. I invited them here to share with you their story of how their family forged such a strong connection to Taproot. Now, I hand over the storytelling reins to you both. Thank you.
Thanks, Gina. So, Dad, I guess, you know, a lot of people have probably seen us around Taproot over the years doing different things. They've seen my sister and I guess, in our awkward stages, awkward middle schoolers. They've seen us doing acting, and especially most recently, probably everybody sees us at opening nights with our punch. But I thought maybe you could tell sort of the origin story of our family in Taproot.
Sure. This is a lot of fun for me, Amanda, because, you know, pretty much most of your life we've been involved with Taproot. And in fact, while your memory may go back to the early 90s, when Taproot was doing shows, main stage shows over at Fairview Christian School in its auditorium, I was reflecting a little bit about the history. And I was on the Seattle Pacific University campus in the early 80s. And I think my memory's right about this, but I recall seeing Taproot doing a show outdoor in the main center of campus. And I believe the show was about Narnia. That's a long time ago, so my memory isn't that great of it, but I do remember seeing it and thinking that was pretty neat. And of course, your mom and I would talk about these things, and she let me know way back that she knew Pam Nolte from her high school years at Roosevelt, and because your mom was in theater along with Pam. So that was probably my first recollection of encountering Taproot in a road company performance. And then it was about 10 years later when, again, Anne and Pam ran into each other, and Pam invited...
In my ballet class.
Yeah, it was your ballet class and Lisa's ballet class. And so I think that she invited your mom to... get involved with Taproot, and in the early 90s, she was hired as a dresser. Well, the thing is that that was the first encounter, but really what drew me in personally was, I believe it was the 1992 year when we saw all the shows, including Steel Magnolias and Smoke on the Mountain, which was had a huge impact on all of us. But I think it was Becoming Memories, and I was sitting in the theater. It was in the dark, and I'm watching, and I'm thinking, you know, I really like these people. I trust them. I know where they're coming from. And I was getting a little emotional. I might have even had some tears in my eyes. And I was going through a lot. I was very busy doing lots of things. And I thought to myself, this is sort of like being in therapy. Although, for me, I thought this is better because it's a lot cheaper than therapy would be. But I also trusted the people that were involved. I knew who they were, I knew where they were coming from, and I knew they had my best interests at heart. So I was really drawn in by that. And then after Anne worked for a little while, I was invited to join the board. So pretty soon all of us were involved, going ushering shows and in volunteering in one way or the other. And it was just great to be part of the community. And we had bought a home in the Greenwood area, so when Taproot started doing shows in the new theater as it opened, and I was on the board, and we were involved so much, and we could see how Taproot was impacting the Greenwood area for the better, and really Greenwood began to blossom in those years. So it was really exciting to be part of it and see how the Taproot community had included us and made us feel so welcome.
I feel like that's a good point. Yeah, that it felt like a community, another part of an extension of our family, actually, knowing all the staff and actors.
And the other thing is, as you and Isabel were growing up and going to school, I kept thinking, what an amazing opportunity this was for you two to augment your education by going to shows and going to main stage shows with adults. And you went to almost all the shows over decades. And I thought, wow, if every kid could do that, how much they could learn in the process and how much I knew, you know, your mom and I were learning.
It's such a different experience than what, you know, TV or movies.
Yeah.
Being in the room. Yeah. And getting to have those discussions even afterwards or outside of the show itself to really think about the context of
it's a profound thing. So let me turn it over to you and just, you know, ask you what this has all meant to you over the course of your life.
Yeah, I have some of my best memories, I think, doing something as a family that it really is intergenerational. That all four of us would have sort of this tradition throughout the year of going to the theater and volunteering. I think also having that spirit of giving back to our community, that we'd be doing something together, and we'd also get to see amazing theater. That definitely is something that impacted it. It feels like such a natural part of my life that I can't really ever imagine not going to Taproot, and especially now that I have my own son, thinking already about him getting to do acting camps or joining us at the theater on opening night someday. It feels so natural, part of the natural flow of our family, that Taproot is just part of it and the people there, and that we really value Taproot's contribution to our family, but also to the community, the larger community with the different outreach programs, and getting to support that and feel like we're contributing to our community as well, I think is something that is really impactful for me. And of course, you know, there's just so many happy memories that I have. I love getting to see people, especially that Isabel and I have something that we've been able to keep doing together regularly, being at opening nights and serving punch and seeing all the smiling faces and everybody who's happy to be there. And I can't wait for that to become a regular thing again. I know the last couple years have been a little bit different, but I think one of the things that I realize I missed the most in the last 6 months, realizing how different things have been and getting to go back to the theater recently for Uncorked, for example, and just realizing like, wow, this felt like I'd been away from a piece of my life that had been kind of missing for a while, and how much I miss seeing art and how much it contributes to, I think, our processing and understanding of what's going on in our lives, and that I think Taproot is so important for me to be in that space and with people, with our community, and seeing something really amazing and, you know, happening in front of us. I'm just so excited for that to become a regular part of my life again, and share that with future generations.
It's been pretty neat, hasn't it, for you and me and your mom and Isabel to be able to do stuff together for so long, and it's never felt contrived. It's like something we all have really enjoyed, and of different generations, but equally enjoyed it. It's meant so much to all of us. So I think that's pretty special, and I'm really thankful for it. If we had more time, I'd ask you how you feel about Smoke on the Mountain. I know how.
One of my longtime favorites. Honestly, if I had like a list of like, we could like, please bring back some of my favorite shows, I would see that one for sure. Anytime.
And Boomers. Boomers was cool.
I feel like we have so many favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, man, well. I know. Well, and it's also fun to hear, I think, that Taproot is a place for a lot of different families. I think we've heard stories over the years that it's, you know, a date night for couples or parents and kids or grandparents, grandkids, friends, it really is such, it's a fun date night, but like date night as a family or with your friends, and setting aside that time to get together and then have maybe interesting conversation afterwards.
Yeah.
It's definitely a place that is a gathering place for a lot of different people and mm-hmm. can help make those connections
yeah.
across generations.
And increasingly, I think, really important conversations about our society and our world and our faith and all the big issues, which we can talk about by experiencing a show and being in community. So this is so great. Well, this has been fun. I think we could probably keep going, but there's only so much time.
I know. If people knew us and how long we can all talk together.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much. Thank you for joining us today, Amanda and David. And thank you for everything you've done for Taproot.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.